Welcome to the Motivational Medium Podcast. I'm Anne-Marie Lord, a psychic medium, author, and the founder of the Motivational Medium Academy. On this podcast, we'll explore intriguing topics such as mediumship, psychic abilities, and the amazing idea that we all have intuition within us. Whether you're a believer, skeptic, or somewhere in between, get ready to unlock your extraordinary potential as we discover the supernatural world together. If you want your questions featured on the show, be sure to join my tribe by subscribing to my newsletter at annemarielord.com. Let's go. Hello, my friend. Welcome back. I wanted to take you on a bit of a journey today and take you into a time in my life that absolutely blew me out of the water. Something I didn't see coming. The psychic didn't see it coming. However, that's not totally true. A few weeks before this did happen to me, what I'm going to talk to you about today, I actually had this feeling of, it was like an impending doom feeling, like a fear in the pit of my stomach that I couldn't quite shift. Now, when I was a kid, if I ever got these feelings in my stomach, I used to call them my nervy feelings. I knew something was going to happen, but I never ever got shown who to or what it was. So it was quite frightening. And growing up as a younger adult and a teenager, I used to have this feeling too. And it was quite scary because, as I say, I never knew what it was and I never knew who it was going to happen to. So anyway, I had this feeling and I'd had it for a little while. I call it my impending doom feeling or my nervy belly feeling. Now, most of you know I get nervous about certain things like everybody else. But I don't really get anxiety like I used to. So it wasn't causing me anxiety. It was just making me feel really uneasy. Anyway, I goes on holiday, had a beautiful holiday. But even during the holiday, I still had this little knot in my stomach, this feeling in my stomach that something wasn't quite right or something was going topsy-turvy. Anyway, I get home from Bali and we had a lovely holiday. And it was about 2 days later, I really didn't feel well. But I came home from Bali and I literally came home in the evening time. The next day, I saw 5 clients because my list for me to see clients is quite big. So I see quite a lot of clients. I was also been working on my new book and also working on a new course all about angel cards. So I was burning the candle at both ends. I was really, really busy before I went away and I was really, really busy coming home. Anyway, I saw my clients. I felt absolutely exhausted. And the next day, I think it was the Tuesday. No, it couldn't have been the Tuesday. Well, the next day anyway, I didn't feel too good. And I said to my husband, I've got this funny sensation in my chest. Like my heart is coming out of my chest and I don't feel too good. And I went for a lie down. Now, a lady that I know is a dear friend of mine, unfortunately, her husband passed away very suddenly from a heart attack. And I was lying on the bed and I managed to get asleep. And I woke up and I could see this beautiful guy in my mind. And I thought, okay, I need to go to the hospital. Now, I'm not one to go to the hospital. I'd rather go to the doctors or I'd rather try and sort it out myself, you know, typical nurse. Anyway, I didn't feel well at all. I felt shaky. I felt nervy. I felt really uneasy. And this heart thing, it was like Phil Collins playing his drum session in my chest. It was just going and going. Anyway, I said to my husband, who unfortunately had COVID, and that's what I thought I had at first, but I tested negative for that night. And what I did was I cancelled my clients for that day. Now, I don't usually do things like that. And I did. So anyway, I takes myself off to A&E and I'm sitting there in A&E and it was absolutely chocker. And I goes up to the triage when it was my turn. It was an hour I was sitting there. And I goes up to the triage and this nurse, she was beautiful. She said, put your finger in the pulse oximeter. You know, the little thing that clips onto your finger. So it puts my finger in there, still having these terrible heart palpitations. And also my breathing had gone a bit funny and I had chest pain at this time. And she said, how are you feeling? And I said, actually not very well. And she said, okay. And then she said, can you speak to this guy in the next window? So he came to the window where I was sitting and he said, you know, your name's Anne-Marie Lord. I said, yeah. And then he said, who's your next of kin? And I was like, okay, do they not want me Medicare card? Who's my next of kin? So still never thought much of this. I know, typical nurse, but I was out in this zone. And then I heard category A to triage over the speaker. And I thought to myself, oh, someone must be in trouble. And then there was a nurse standing next to me with a wheelchair. And she said, you're okay to stand. Can you get into the wheelchair? And I said, yeah. So I got into the wheelchair and then I got rushed through. And to cut a big long story short, the shit hit the fan. I was really very unwell. My blood pressure had gone through the roof. It was now 215 over 130. And my pulse was over 125. And I felt dreadful. Now, why am I telling you this story? Well, one is to say thank you to all my lovely clients that I had to cancel because I had just over 3 weeks off. It absolutely floored me. I ended up in hospital for a couple of days. I ended up on the coronary care unit on a telemetry, which is a heart monitor. My heart, thankfully, took a beating, excuse the pun, but it wasn't damaged. And they found out I had a hypothyroidism. So my thyroid had stopped working and it was swollen and it was inflamed. And I was so ill because of it. They call it a crisis, apparently. But I never even knew I had thyroid problems. Everything I put my hot sweats, my body was absolutely aching. The tiredness was unbelievable. I had no sense of taste or smell, but I hadn't had that for a long time. I just thought that was from COVID when I got it a couple of years ago. It all turns out, the hair loss, everything, all turns out that my thyroid wasn't working and my body had been trying to cope with this as best it could until it couldn't cope no more. And that's what happened. I came home from hospital on lots of medication. I think it was about 8 or 9 new tablets because they just put me on all these tablets, beta blockers, 4 different blood pressure tablets, 2 lots of statin. Because what I didn't know as well is that your cholesterol shoots through the roof when your thyroid doesn't work. I had my bloods taken in February and my cholesterol was a tiny bit high, but normal. When I got my cholesterol taken a few weeks later with all the bloods that I'd had in the hospital, my cholesterol was 8 and my bad cholesterol was 5. It was absolutely off the scale. Yeah, all these things happened to me. Now, I'm not telling you this to frighten you, but I'd had a lot of stress. And one of the things that flick this thyroid over the edge is stress. Now, I'd been working a lot. I'd moved house, you know, I've got family like everybody else. I was under a lot of pressure and a lot of stress. And my thing that I used to say to everyone, especially my friend who used to message me all the time, she messages me every day, and she'd say to me, you in work again today? I'd lost my work-life balance. My thing was, I can't take time. I have to be in work. I can't. And what I wrote in my book was, you change I can't into I won't. And that was me. I won't let anybody down. I won't take time out. And what happened was the universe decided, oh, you will. You will take time out. And it knocked me totally off my feet. So my friends, if you are busy with your life, if you are busy with your business, with your work, with your career, with your family, with your kids, And this is a bit hard to even think about. Imagine if you had to stop. What would happen? What would happen to your business, your career, your life, your family? My life halted. It stopped. I came home from hospital on all these medications, which I reacted to. I ended up quite sick for a number of weeks, really, where I couldn't get out the bed. It was absolutely awful and it knocked me over. It stopped me in my tracks. Things have changed for me. Now I give 110% to my clients, to my career, to my work. And I will always do that. But I will also give 110% to me, to my life, to my family. I will make sure that there is time for me. I have to come first. Because think of it like this. If you don't put you first, what is that? Your family don't have you, your friends, your colleagues, your clients. They won't have you because you won't exist. Now, I know this is strong and I know this is hard hitting. I actually thought my time had come and it was frightening. I'm not afraid of what's beyond. I know because I see and speak with spirit every day. That's not what I was afraid of. I was thinking, I've got so much on earth side that I need to do. And I thought about my kids and my family and my friends, and the rest can be put in place. So if you feel, and this is for you, my friend, if you're busy running around and you're telling yourself, I can't stop, I can't put a halt on that, I want you to change that. And I want you to change it to, I won't. Because when that shit hits the fan and you literally cannot get up, then the world still turns. Your clients are still there. I've got the most amazing clients. 28 people I had to replace and not one cancellation. 28 people who I am forever grateful for because I had to move them into totally different places. And I haven't got no spaces until July and August. But it was something I had to do. Now, the old Anne-Marie would have come in and she would have been like, okay, well, I'll see five clients that day, five clients that day, and five clients that day. And within maybe a week and a half, I would have ended up on my backside again. And then no one would have got seen. My friend, you've got to put you first. You really have. So that's why I wanted to record this podcast. I wanted to let you all know that you are not invincible. If you are pushing your body to the limits and your mind and your health to the limits, then you're going to get stopped in your tracks. Please give time to you. Please get that balance right. I know it's hard, but it's not impossible. You can say, no, I'm just having this day for me. I'm just having this time out. Think about it. What would the world look like if you just stepped back? Some of the things that I have to change now, I'm on medication now for the rest of my life. My diet has changed. I've got to have gluten-free, sugar-free. I can't have alcohol anymore. Lots of things have changed, but this is a choice I'm choosing to make. Obviously, I could ignore this and eat what I wanted to eat and drink what I want to drink, but I would become sick again. And I have decided I want to be in this life with my clients, my family, my friends, and doing the work that I want to do. So if this resonates with you and you're running around like a headless chuck, then stop for a minute. I just want you to stop and think, if I stepped back, what would happen? Someone said something one time, or I read it. I actually read it on Facebook. And it said, in 100 years, no one will even remember you. Your grandkids won't probably be here. Can you remember your great-great-gran or anything about her? So everything you think is important is not important. Because in 100 years' time, no one will remember who we are. They might know our name, but they won't remember us. Live your life. Have fun. Ride the roller coaster. Enjoy the journey. And don't take things too serious, especially your work, your career, and even your business. It's a business and we love doing what we do. And that's okay. But don't let it take you off your perch. Because it will. It'll stop you in your tracks. I hope you didn't mind me talking today about this on this podcast. One of the things that I wanted to tell you as well is when I was in A&E and I was on all the monitors, my heart was going crazy and my blood pressure was riding through the roof. And I was lying there and I thought to myself, I've walked on hot coals twice and I didn't burn my feet. So if I can control my mind to stop my feet from burning, then I can slow my heart rate down. So what I did is I put my hands on my chest. I've studied Reiki, I teach Reiki healing. And I called in the angels and I called in the healing Buddhas of Reiki. And I gave myself some healing. And I imagined my heart slowing down and getting into a normal rhythm. And one of the ladies that was looking after me, a beautiful nurse called Sarah, which made me smile. That was my mum's name, so it made me feel quite comfortable that she was around. She was an amazing nurse. She still is an amazing nurse, but she was amazing to me. The whole team at Joondalup Hospital, I just want to give them a big shout because they were absolutely fantastic the way they looked after me. So thank you. But this nurse called Sarah, and she come in and she obviously didn't know what I was doing. And she come in through the door and she said, "Hi, Amory, I'm just coming to check on you." And she said, "Oh, wow, who's a clever girl? You've stopped your ectopic heartbeat." And that was through doing some healing. It flipped back over again pretty quick. But that's the power of healing. So if you've ever done healing or you've ever been taught Reiki healing and you just don't use it anymore, it's still there and, do some self-healing. So that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be looking after me. I will see my clients and I will show up 100%, but my work-life balance is going to change. I will still talk to you on my podcast and I will still see you in my office. The book might take a little bit longer now. And also the new Angel Card online course is going to take a little bit longer. But while you're waiting for that, I have my other course online, The Grateful Three Approach to Mastering Your Mind. And boy, did I master my mind because I found myself in total chaos and still managed to stay pretty calm. Have the best day and just look at your life. Look where you're putting your energy. And if you're giving your energy to things that don't deserve you, or if you're working yourself into the ground, stop, because it doesn't matter. You will be successful. Don't forget, law of attraction is about attracting, not pushing. Have the best day, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this show. It's important to note that while I'm here to inspire, encourage, and guide you, I'm not a psychologist, psychiatrist, or a doctor. Join me again in 2 weeks for more captivating revelations on the supernatural. Remember to be in with a chance to have your questions answered on the podcast. Subscribe to my newsletter at amorylord.com. Stay in the tribe to vibe. I appreciate you guys. See you next time.